כה אמר השם, זכרתי לך חסד נעוריי, אהבת גלולותייך, אהבת גלולותייך, לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ חוזר
זמן שאדם מתעסק
בתורה. The time that a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him close to be among the king's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guiding him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and giving him the descents as well.
שאלה לסדנה פעילה. בעבודה שלנו בלמעלה
workshop question for active workshop. In our work above reason, we have to play as if we are in a corrected state. How do we play as if in the corrected state? How do we actually act it out towards the friends? Again, in our work above reason, we have to play as if we are in a corrected state. How do we play as if we are in the corrected state? How do we actually act it out towards the friends?
It's mostly in helping, supporting each other. Each will help his friend. We can give an example to each other and succeed in acting out this state each time.
Yeah, so if we divide it in two, one in respect to the society and one in respect to myself, then towards myself, I have to understand how a Kabbalist would act and think, and from reading the texts, just to think what the Kabbalist would do and just act it out without thinking. And regarding the friends, in respect to them, then certainly to help and worry about them and to find ways to elicit joy and happiness in them and confidence in the society, there are many things we can do.
Yes, exactly. Before each and everything, think about what a Kabbalist, a person in Bistol, would have done, and to act this way, even if you don't feel it, to just do it.
Yes, and for that we have the articles of the Labash, And Rabash explains to us how a person should behave towards the friends and the society with Gadlut, greatness, and the confidence he needs to inspire in them.
And we were also given in our nature this feeling of shame that will help us to push ourselves in that direction of acting, playing towards the friends, going above reason. I think that if we are here in order to reach Bistol, we want to be Kabbalists, then it is required of us to impart that to the friends. I don't know, it's relatively easy to think, I believe, this motivation.
Yes, you need to show the friends in a practical way how important our goal is, how the greatness of the Creator is the only thing that can truly fulfill a person in this world, and that we can advance toward it. And to just act without too much pondering too much and so on, just act.
For example, there is this action called above reason to say that we truly know what it is. Well, not necessarily, but at the same time, we have the texts and we have examples, and in the lessons we hear the friends. And
second question, also active workshop. How can we see that the Creator brings the group closer to be among the King's servants? How can we see that the Creator brings the group closer to be among the King's servants?
To see the friends as great, then we also see that indeed they are constantly mutual bestowed towards each other, and we see that they are the King's servants. We need to see them as great.
Yes, if I assume that they're great to begin with, then the eyes start opening and you see how much each friend invests his whole life into this.
On the one hand, we need to make an effort to see it in the friends and to choose each time to see the merits in the friends. On the other hand, it is so accessible, it's in the society. Really, I constantly feel surrounded by such huge friends that it is so easy to feel small on the one hand, and on the other hand, you truly see, and in continuing the previous question, above reason, you can see how they are making efforts and bestowing. Really, like this question, they are the servants of the king with such forces. I don't know, it's truly a great gift that was arranged for us.
The person needs to orient himself very, very clearly, meaning where he's headed, what he's doing. So there's I, there's me, and there's the Creator, and in the middle there's the group and the world. And I'm going that way, in the direction of the Creator. And the group is, well, they're friends whom the king chose. That's what I need to tell myself. They're the servants of the king. And even if I don't feel that, I need to understand that it is so, and to try to feel, to try to advance towards this attainment. So, yeah, as if. The emphasis is on as if, make believe. And then gradually you begin to feel it.
And besides the as if, we can see all the friends from the world clearly. Each time it gives me a huge impression from Australia through the Belize, everywhere in the world. And it shows that the Creator is giving and bestowing and bringing people closer so that they will become His servants. You can really feel it, even if you don't feel it. But this action is taking place. You just have to search and see it.
Yes, and also don't think it's to be taken for granted. It's not. There's something great here. There's a Kabbalist, a Rav, and people who engage with the in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not to be taken for granted. People are working hard to serve him and to spread his wisdom throughout the world. Again, not to be taken for granted.
When you get up in the morning and instead of focusing on yourself, you start looking at the friends, you suddenly see how much each one of them is investing. And out of that, you also get envy.
If you come to the lesson every day, participate in all of our activities, external and internally, then the light helps us see how great the friends are and how they're the servants of the King.
You can see how the group is advancing from one lesson to another, the contents change, and there is this flow, seemingly a certain current of life that flows from one lesson to the next.
Let me give my voice.